It's only been a month, but the quiet of Bethlehem is off the page. The angels aren't singing in the dark of midnight anymore. Shepherds aren't gathering around the crib to see the infant Jesus, see what this is all about. The wise men have come and they've gone, and Jesus is in the last 2.5 years of his life. He's beginning his public ministry. Last week when you were in church, you heard the gospel account of calling the first four apostles, Peter and Andrew, James and John, and we saw how their life changed. They got out of the boat of fishing for a living, and he started to follow Jesus, leaving family behind, and three of the four would be put to death because of their belief in Jesus. And today we see just the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. He comes to the synagogue. There's a man with an unclean spirit possessed. Jesus cures him. And the crowd, I think this is important for us because I want to make a point. The crowd stands back and says, "What is this?" He commands the evil spirits and they obey him. This is just the beginning. They're going to see later on, and don't tell me that in small towns like that, the word doesn't get around. People are brought back to life. People with lifetime disabilities are cured. And they say, "This is the Son of God. This must be the one that's sent." And they're the same people within 2 years stand in front of Pontius Pilate and say, "Condemn him. His blood be on us and on our children." And you and I look and say, "I don't know how that can be. I don't understand how people saw somebody bring somebody to life and how people followed. Saw maybe they were there and saw the multiplying of the loaves of bread and fish. Maybe they saw some other miracles, healing and curing. And now all of a sudden, in the power of sin and evil, they would call for his death and they'd mock him. He cured others. Let's see him take care of himself," as they watched him hang dying on a cross. Now people, I bring that up on purpose because I'm sure that you know, we read in 2 year cycles of the Holy Gospel. So this particular gospel that you hear today, you only will read it once every 2 years. And so how many times have you heard it? Simply divide how many years old you are, divided by two. You've heard it that many times. And you saw the people be amazed that he could cure this man right in front of them. And they didn't know that this was just the beginning. But you and I, because we come to church every Sunday and hear it every 2 years, have all kinds of stories that we can tell. Still, I want to challenge us. We don't want to be the kind that stand back and hear it, see it, benefit by it, and then kind of let it go. It can't be, "Oh yeah, I remember that gospel. I remember when I was a little boy or a little girl, I heard that gospel and I had pictures in my mind." The more important question is, what are we doing with it? More important question is, how are we building our faith? How are we gathering strength? And so, in the end, even by our day-to-day living, by Tuesday morning and Thursday afternoon of this week, we don't deny Jesus by taking some other path in life, but we build on him. We say, "I saw those miracles. I know that he died on the cross for others and for me." And we say, "I'm going to take my life, my faith. And it's not just going to be something that I do once a week or something that I remember when, but it's going to be something that I walk in today." As we make some resolution, as we come to our God with all the prayers that we bring, the praises, the thank yous, the I'm sorry's, the please God, today we say, it can't just be one little notch at a time. There goes another week. And all of a sudden it's 2 years later and we hear the story again. But we say, today I'm going to let this be part of my faith. And my faith is going to grow so that the next time I hear this, it isn't, "Oh, I remember when," but it's going to be, "I'm honestly 2 years holier than the last time that I heard this gospel." Bless us. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. I'm trying to follow all of my instructions. I think this is the time that I say those that are in the RCIA are dismissed. God bless you and continue your prayerful study. We stand to pray.